What's up, everybody? Welcome to Fika Talk.
I'm Alex the Penguin.
And I'm Andrea the Horse.
I know. I feel like there should have been sparkles there. Like I felt like glitter should have like popped out. Like one of those, you know what I'm talking about?
Like a confetti, like a little popper.
Yeah, it should.
And then also,
I hope I didn't hurt their ears. I'm sorry, guys.
And then all of a sudden you hear like the whistle from like birthday parties, like
You did it so perfectly.
If
only they could see me right now. I literally did my little hand motions for the little poppers. But hi, guys. We are back for part two of the Arizona shenanigans.
I know. People have been anxiously waiting for this episode.
Almost fighting us.
And let me tell you. It is a good one.
I'm going to throw up.
Please don't.
I feel like I'm just like...
Alex is just really nervous.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really nervous. I mean, we literally were going to wait. And then people were like, how dare you? How dare you make us wait? Like, you're not like... Who do you think you are? Right. You know? So, no, we listen. That's why we love feedback, because we love to... give our community what they want, you know. We want to make sure you guys are happy and entertained. Wow, I'm really nervous.
No, don't feel nervous.
I'm nervous. But yeah, so here we are.
We announced it already, part two.
Yeah, part two.
Okay.
We ready?
I'm ready, Freddy.
Alrighty. Freddie, oh, Halloween's coming. I'm so excited. September is like, for me, it already starts in October. It already starts in August, but in September, Halloween Horror Night starts. So I'm already like getting like okay. All right. We'll talk about this in the regular episode. All right, guys. So episode two, ba-dum, bam, bam. So where do we leave off at? Oh, we left you with a cliffhanger. Did Alex and Andrea remain friends? Did Alex get the job? Let me tell you, Andrea and Alex definitely stayed best friends. Spoiler alert. We definitely survived. And then I did get the job. Where did I get the job?
Drum roll.
Oliva Gardena. So I got a job at Olive Garden. Why Olive Garden, you may ask? Like, what makes you go to Olive Garden? Do you like pasta? I do like pasta. That's not why I went to Olive Garden, though. I went to Olive Garden because it was the only thing that I can relate to, like, Florida. Like, I mean, Olive Garden's a very nostalgia thing for me. Like, very nostalgic thing for me. I remember growing up and like always going to Olive Garden and stuff when we were like poor. Big portions, you know?
What? Okay.
You know.
First of all, I want to just say my dad used to love going to Olive Garden, and he used to say that like that was like a nice restaurant. So the fact that you just said you used to go there when you were poor.
Dude, okay, it's not like a high-end like Italian restaurant. Okay,
listen everyone, it was the nerves talking. It was her nerves talking.
No, it's true.
It's not a poor restaurant,
but when you have to make, you know, like things stretch out, one plate of pasta could feel like it can feed two people. So like, yeah. as a server there, like people do it all the time. They try to get like the cheapest way possible, and they get so much food for like barely nothing.
Right.
So people that, you know, like they want to go out and have a nice like dinner, but they don't want to spend. They'll be like, can you split this? Can you split that? Can you split this? Can I have this? Can I have that? And then you have yourself a nice little dinner. Exactly. Take me out to dinner. Anyways. So, yes. So it was a nostalgia thing. And then also it was like, okay, well, that's the only thing I know, because everything else, I have no idea what the heck it is. Yeah. So I applied there. it was a whole struggle to apply in places. Like, you can ask Andrea. I was literally like, because I'm used to being like self-employed, and I was like, oh my God, like, I don't know, like, how's this gonna go? But I was like, okay, screw it. I got the job pretty quickly.
How quick? Do you remember how quick?
It was like the same week I had like a interview. Yeah, it was fast. Yeah, like I submitted everything, and I was like, it was instant. It was meant to be, let me tell you. So I went over there. The managers were super cool. Honestly, I didn't know that, like, you know, like, everything happens for a reason, right? So like, God literally put that there, and he was like, this is it, you know? Oh my gosh, my general manager was like heaven sent. And then everybody that worked there were like heaven sent. And I started like, just like, you know, feeling like myself again, because it was like, you know, pulling me out of like that, like, funk type thing. So I started talking to people. I started, you know, like, getting that social energy that I get, you know, like, that I build. And then literally like a month later, I became a trainer there.
Oh my gosh. That's like really crazy.
Yeah. Like,
and really fast.
It's funny. She sounds surprised, but she knew this guy's, I swear.
I know.
She's like, wow, no way.
I'm the commentary. This is the commentary of the podcast.
I know, but it's so funny because her face too. She's like, oh my God.
No way.
No idea.
This is like, I'm hearing it for the first time.
Yeah. Okay. Alex, you didn't tell me this.
Listen, I'm a great supporter.
Yes, she is. I told her the same story 20 times and she'll still act surprised. She's like, no me digas. Yeah. But yeah, so I after just being there for a month, I literally became a trainer, and it was such a, honestly, it was a blessing. I got, like, again, I get energy from giving, right? I get energy from loving and giving, and I started doing that. I felt great. I would have such a cool connection with everybody. And little by little, I started feeling better, getting out of my funk. I started meeting my friends little by little, which we'll get into a little later because this is still the beginning, right? But I met a specific group of friends that they make a huge, huge, huge impact in who I am today. But again, we're just in the beginning. So after that time, we can consider this as like the climb, right? So Alex started, yeah, we could say, start like you see like have Miley Cyrus little, in the background.
Yeah, have some little riffs.
Yeah. but yeah, so I started feeling better. I started, you know, painting little by little. I started kind of like picking up everything again. Andrea and I had already kind of started like our, you know, if you guys remember from the last episode, we started kind of like getting into like our own schedules. So that was helping. We started doing that. Andrea and Rafael, they started getting stronger too. How was that?
Yeah. I mean, I touched about it a little bit in part one, and, Alex's face is so funny right now. She's looking at me like, tell me more.
Yeah.
So I touched a little bit about it in part one. But it is true. I mean, me and Rafael got really close during the time that Alex was gone. So it was just a balance. I feel like Alex and I had our like schedule of when to talk. And I remember it was every day I had lunch, Alex and I would FaceTime. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Every time I had lunch, because Arizona was 3 hours behind Florida. So then I would FaceTime her during my lunch hour, and then we would just catch up. And then depending on, I would call her. Well, it just depended. On the way home from work. We just made it work. I mean, that was that. And then all the other times I was home, I was with Rafael, and then we would just be watching TV and just like hanging out together, going to new places together. So it was really nice. I mean,
they started like adventuring more. So they would like try restaurants, and I'd be like, oh, what restaurant are you going this time? Or where are you going to do that? And like doing activities. You guys went axe throwing. You guys started doing a bunch of like cool stuff like that.
So we started doing things together, and it was really healthy for our relationship just to maintain that, you know, because it was a tough time, I think, for everyone involved, and especially for me and Alex, because we were always attached to the hip. But I loved that we found a balance.
Yeah, and I feel like that's like the key yeah. word here in this little situation is
balance. It was balance and schedule and patience. And for me, like, it was a learning curve, that was for sure, because like I'm always like I want like I'm always like very impatient, and I'm like, this is what I want. Like, I want to talk to her right now. And sometimes I couldn't. And I had to just come to the realization that you can't control everything. And that was really tough. And we had jobs, and she has kids, and it was just, how do you make it all work? But yeah, we did. But
was good. I'm proud of you, bro. You did good. Thanks,
bro.
Little flourishment right there, a little growth right there. It was good.
Thank you.
You're welcome, bro. I'm like all nervous. No, but
Alex is very happy. Alex is avoiding right now.
I am avoiding. Okay, no, but that was good. Okay, that was good. I am really proud of you, though. So when that started happening, the climb appears. Other things in my life were not as good. So here I am getting better. Here we are getting better.
Right.
And then situations at home weren't as good. They started kind of getting a little fumbly there. I decided, hey, I'm going to take a trip to Florida.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people don't know that that's why that happened. But that's why that happened. I wanted to see everybody. I wanted to meet my niece and my nephew that were literally just born like not that long ago. I was like, no, they can't hit 6 months before I see them. Like, I got to see them before. I got to see them fresh.
fresh out the womb. Fresh out the oven. Yeah.
I was like, I got to do that. So since I was feeling better and stuff, I was like, you know what? Now is a good time to go and receive like what's coming at me. Right. Because my parents had visited. My brother has visited Arizona. And like, it was great when they went, but I was not myself. Right. So this was like me, a better me. So I was like, let me go give myself now that I'm like able to. Right. So not fully, but I was like a good, like 60% there. So I came, I met my niece. They were born the same day, by the way. Like, that was so crazy. Like in Arizona, that was like, I don't want to say it's the worst thing in the world. But my anxiety was so bad that day because, again, I'm used to being there like all the time for everybody, right? Like, that's just who I am. And I was like, oh my God, I was at work. And I was like, they literally went into labor at the same time, but it was like a couple hours apart that they had the baby. But then they were in the hospital the whole day. And it was like, oh, C-section. No, just kidding. Oh, just no, C-section. No, JK again. Like, oh no, he's coming. And it was a whole mess. So anyway, so seeing the babies for me, it was like, oh, wow. Like that release of like, I'm happy. Everything's good.
But the crazy thing was about that story was that they were in two different hospitals across town.
Like almost an hour away from each other. So my mom went to one hospital and my dad went to the other hospital.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So it was horrible because it was like everybody was like texting on the chat, you know, like, oh, my God, what's going on over here? Oh, what's going on over there? It was madness.
It was madness. And you couldn't be a part of it.
And I couldn't be a part of the madness. Imagine if I would have been here, though. I would have been like, how do I split myself in two?
Yeah, you wouldn't have been able to.
I would have been like, oh, my God, what do I do? Where do I go?
I have to choose.
Yeah, no, it would have been really bad. So I got to do that. I hung out with Andrea, with Raf. I actually came back again, like not too long after, and we had like a Halloween party.
You came back in October.
I came back in October. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's so literally when you came to. Like, you came like, to see the babies.
I came to see that. The babies. Yeah. And that.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The first time I came, it was for summer, and I did meet the babies there. But then in October, I came back again.
You came back.
And the babies were a little bit bigger, but I did also come to them because they had just like, you know. So yeah, it was great. I didn't meet them in July. They weren't born in July. They were all pregnant.
Yeah.
Okay. I came in July and I saw them pregnant and I was like there, whatever. And then I came in October and they were just born like a month ago. Like they were pretty fresh.
When's their birthday?
September 9th.
They were born in September.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was okay. Like, it was not that far apart. So
yes, I came in October.
I wanted to see them. Like, you know, I had pictures of them pregnant and stuff. And then I came back to see them and it was like, wow. And then we had a Halloween party. It was great. I was like, you know what? I'm coming home, baby. We need a Halloween party. Anybody that knows this knows that we do that every year.
We throw Halloween parties every year. We have not failed to not, like, you know, we have not failed to not have one.
Even when I left, I came back and it was
came back and we threw the sickest Halloween party.
Oh, yeah.
We got a fog. No, we didn't have a fog machine.
We did have a fog machine. We had strobe lights. We hung stuff up in the. It was amazing. It was amazing.
It was so cool.
Each year we get better. And that's a fact. Like, we started when we were just in the apartment and we had like the tiniest spaces. And every single time we got better. And then last time we had it, it was the first time in Andrea's house. So I literally was like, listen, guys, this needs to be a haunted house. And they were like, what the heck?
And that's what we did.
Yeah.
We did like a haunted house kind of thing. And we even had like my husband like scare people when they would come in.
It was so funny.
Yeah. And the house is pretty big. So it was like, I don't know. We did some weird things. I don't know how to explain it.
It was
but
good,
with the
though.
Strobe lights, it's like you're in a haunted house. And the funny thing is like, everyone knows I'm terrified of haunted houses.
Hates it.
I hate it.
Literally.
Yeah. So when I'm scared, I get nauseous. But since it was my house and I knew exactly what was happening, I wasn't scared. So it was great. Let's do that again. Let's do that again this year.
This year is going to be even bigger because I'm back, baby.
Yeah.
Literally, like, I was sending stuff from Arizona here. Like, I was literally like, listen, I have a vision. And I don't know how to make you see the vision because I'm not really there, but I'm just going to Amazon stuff. And I did. And then Jared was just receiving random packages and she's like, what is this? And I'm like, listen, just let it happen. Okay.
Yeah.
Just
she even did like black lights in the bathroom. Yeah,
we had the black lights in the bathroom.
Yeah.
There's like stains on stuff. Anyways. Okay. So back to the seriousness, guys. That was too much serotonin. All right. After that,
touching the mic, Alex.
I'm sorry, I can't stop. I'm fidgeting. She's nervous.
Fidgeting. Okay.
So that happened. So then I came back, and then things were still kind of like fumbly, right? And whatever, I pushed through it. I got closer to my friends. I guess I could start getting into the sad stuff now a little bit.
Okay. It's okay. I'm here with
not
you.
Not yet. Okay, not yet. Well, I get a little bit. Okay, so we're getting there, guys. So then, so I start getting really close to my friends. Like, literally, like, they become, like, literally big, huge parts of it. Like, each of them a part of my heart, right? Like, literally. Right. Like, you know, there's a lot of good people in this world, right? But it's, like, hard for you to, like, just randomly find, like, friends that are, like, actual good friends. Usually, you have to grow up with them. Or usually you like go through a lot with them for them to become really close. If you're like me, you talk to walls, you're friends with everybody, you know, like literally, like you could be friends with an aunt. That's how I am. Yeah. And in this case, it was so different because I almost feel like, you know, again, everything happens for a reason, right? These people came into my life. They're each of them are so different. When I tell you so different, I mean, literally each of us are completely opposite from each other. Like, right. We all have random similarities that, like, kind of binded us together in a sense. Like, we all spoke the same language, but in completely different worlds. So, these people literally, like, I felt like I loved at, like, my highest, like, and you guys are probably like, ah, come on. Like, you have kids. Like, that's, like, you know, that's your highest thing. And then you have Andrea, and then you have your family, and then you have, and it's like, yeah. But I feel like, you can love, like, there's different versions of you at your, like, peaks, I guess you could say, in different forms, right? So,
for
like,
sure.
I, you know, again, like, I'm the person that gives, I'm the person that loves, and everybody knows me as that. Like, I, in people's lives, like, that's who I am. I'm the person that gives the love, right? Like, that's me. For the first time ever, it was kind of like they spoke my love language, and, like, I started, like, my self-esteem, like, boosted up to like the sky. And it wasn't like, oh, like like in a bad way, like, oh, like, yeah, you're so hot, like, you know, wear this like short stuff so you can get like a it's not like that type of self-esteem. It's like they loved my hair, they loved how I dress, they love how I, you know, they encourage anything I wanted to do, they encouraged it. I never got into any fights with any of them. I never got into any sort of like, literally, they loved me for me, I loved them for them, we loved each other for who we were. And we just literally made it work to the point where we all just like pushed each other to our highest us.
Right.
And honestly, again, like they're part of my soul, you know, like I can't, like, I don't even know how to explain it. So at that point, you know, I'm learning things about myself. I'm being like, wow, it's not bad for me to do this. Like, wow. I actually enjoy being me. Like, I enjoy doing this or doing that and not being judged. And, you know, like, wow, like I can really like pull this shirt off, or, ooh, I can do that. You know, if you know me, you know, I don't like to brush my hair. I don't like to put makeup on. I don't like to be like, you know, like a little princess. I'm not like that. I'm not like that at all.
The princess.
I'm not a princess.
She's not.
I'm really not.
We'll talk about that in another episode.
Yeah. Oh, I just remembered. Yeah. The next one. You guys will have a hoot with that. But,
oh, that's funny.
Like, you know, people are always yelling at me like, oh, peinate. Like, you know, like straighten your hair, do something, you know? And for the first time ever, I didn't feel like that. For the first time ever, I didn't feel like I had to live up to people's standards. I was just literally just myself. And
so those people you met, your friends, they just loved you for you.
They love me 100%, just myself.
That's special.
That is really special. And like, to the point where like, I don't know if I could say names. I'm not going to say names because I didn't ask them. I'm sure they won't mind, but I don't want to do that, you know? But I'll ask them after this, and then I'll mention them later on, you know? Mm-hmm. Cause our story's not done yet. So I'll definitely mention them later on. But, you know, to the point where it was like, oh, you, like, I would just tell them what was going on with my day. And it was just like, oh, like, do you need to make sure that you do this? Like, did you even have breakfast yet? Or, oh, did you do this? Oh, you need to, like, let's go, like entertain. Like, let's go, like, blow off your energy. Like, let's go to, like, an arcade. And, like, literally, they would treat me like that. They were like, oh, no, you can't. Like, here, like, let's help each other out. Like, I can go pick you up. Or, oh, you know what you need? You need to blast music and we need to just sing and sit in the car for hours. Mm-hmm. If you know me, you know that music to me is, like, everything. Like, I literally get, like, I don't, it's like, to me, it's a love language. Like, I don't know. I love music. Right. So literally sitting in the car for hours, just blasting music, scream singing. Right. And like just driving around or whatever. And like, just, those are the little examples of things that like we would do together. The stupidest things. They would drive all the way to my house for like after work, sometimes super late, like 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock, be there till literally one, but they would drive all of the, like, all that way just to all connect and all give each other that energy and all, you know, like be together, even if it was just like to sit and have dinner at that time after work. We're beat. They literally drove like 30 minutes to my house, like super far, and then like they ate and then they would go back home. And some people live like 40 minutes away, some people live, you know, so it's just, that's love. You know, that's love. And we would all do it to each other. Like, they didn't only come to my house. My house was kind of like where the game nights would be and where like most of like the dinners would happen. But we would go to, you know, other places too. Like, I would drive to them or whatever, but it just depended. My house was like the place normally.
Yeah. It was the place for you all to like gather it and just like be together.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, also because you had the kids and stuff. So, I mean, it made sense.
And then I was the meeting place, to the house.
Right.
Members.
Right.
my face.
Yeah.
To include the house members. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's another. And they really cared about that. Like, they really cared to like make sure that everyone in the household was
included.
Included. Yeah. Even the pets. Like, they were very like that too. Like, they thought about everyone and everything. Right. So, yeah, no, I love them to death. So having that love really like boosted me up. I really saw what, you know, they say like if you're loved properly, you like kind of like shine different. I started shining different. I started shining different. I'm a very nice person. I've always been a nice person regardless, but like I saw myself at my peak. I saw how much my heart can really pull through. And I know right. that, again, I've always been like that.
But and how I, big your heart, like, I mean, we always right, knew you had a big heart.
Right. But I saw like how, it expand.
Yeah. And that it always expanded. Like when you receive that kind of love, like from other people, like it just puts you like, I don't know if you felt like that, but it puts you like on cloud nine.
Yeah.
That you're just like, yeah, that you're just like giddy from like the like love, I guess. Like you just feel so good that you're just happy to go to work. You're happy to be around those people. They just bring a different side out of you.
Yeah. Well, again, I'm always like that. But yeah, like the that Alex times 20, you know?
And well, for everyone to remember, I mean, she was in a brand new state. So I like, you know,
no family, no nothing. Mm-hmm. So that was, you know, like I always say, like, you know, like when you, it's like when you give and you don't have nothing to give, like that's like, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like, I mean, I had nothing to give. I didn't have, right. when they met me, I was not normal Alex when they met me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they saw me kind of like, and I don't think they really noticed, like they did, some did notice that change, but I'm a very genuine person. It was always genuine and stuff, but like, you know, it's like it just came out of me, bro. Like it was just like,
yeah,
I from my pores, it was like just like love, like 24/7, just like happy, like yeah,
from
like
her pores.
Like they literally say that I'm like butterflies and rainbows, like skipping through a field of flower, and there's like unicorns in my head. Like that's how they see me. When they see me, that's literally what they see,
right?
Because that's who I what, like that's who I how I shine
mm-hmm.
when I'm like that. So it's like
that's who you are when you're at your like happiest.
My happiest, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at my happiest. Not saying that here I'm not my happiest, but it's just here, it's just different. And we'll probably get into this like in another episode, but it's like, you know, I love my family. And when I say family, Andrea's included, because Andrea's literally my sister, but like,
mm-hmm.
I love them all to death. I would, you know, and they know, you know, I would give them anything and everything, even if I'm, you know, but it's like here there's opinions. There's lacks of like boundaries. There's a lot of stuff that's included in that, you know? So it was different because over there was none of that. So I right. wasn't dodging stuff like that. It was just a clean, like.
It was just a clean slate.
It was a clean slate.
It no one knew who you tradition, were.
Cultures. You know what I'm saying? It was very different.
Yeah.
Very different. But yeah, so having said that, I started putting a magnifying glass on a lot of things.
Right.
Things that I knew for years, I felt in my soul, you know, and Andrea knows, like we've talked about this for years.
Yeah.
You know, things that I've been working on for years, things that I not ignored, but like, yeah, like when I love, I love. And when I give and I will not give up. Some may say I am like a glue and I don't just leave people. Mm-hmm. I don't leave people behind. I will stick next to them until I'll probably hurt myself to make sure that they're good. Like I will not just like if like the relationship that I had, like I did not give up.
No,
I didn't give up. And yeah. I knew where it was headed and I did not give up. I chose to not give up because that's not right. who I am. But okay,
backtrack a little bit. And you, right. And just to like mention something, you always give and you just give to give.
Yeah.
And on top of it, you don't really expect everything. You don't expect anything in return.
Nothing. Andrea gets mad at me.
Yeah. And then like you will sacrifice your happiness and your well-being for others.
100%.
You're a people pleaser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I guess that's, I don't know if that's the word, but yeah.
Right.
Because this, I never understood, like, I've always had that, I'm going to call it a power. I've always had that gift.
Right.
Of making, you know, people feel that way because it's just like a natural way of that I am. And I, again, I don't expect anything in return. I'm not like, oh, I did this for you. Like, I'm not like that. I just do it. But I never understood how to control that. Mm-hmm. And that comes from trauma. Yeah. That comes from things that I'm still trying to handle and understand for myself. Cause it's okay to give, but you gotta have a balance. Like, you have to have a balance. You have to love yourself enough to put boundaries. You have to love enough yourself enough to, yeah, have boundaries, right? So that I've been learning my whole life. Like, it's not like I'll do it just to, like, avoid conflict. Like, I won't do it to avoid conflict. Alex does not mind conflict. That's one thing that makes no sense. It's like, I don't mind conflict. Like, I'll, you know, but I like to say I'm, like, I'm a blunt person, but I'm not like mean blunt unless I need to be. Like, I'm very like emotionally intelligent. So like, I just try to understand where the other person's at. And I go to the level of their maturity to like have those conflicts, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah, so I think it does.
So I'm not like, oh no, she's going to get mad if I do this. So I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to people please. And just like, you know, so it's not right. Like that. It's more of like a, my mom can't handle certain things, so I'm not gonna like it's like, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Just to say someone random, guys, like, I'm not really talking about my mom in particular, but anyways, so having said that, magnifying glass, right? So I started seeing myself at like my peak, and I'm just started like questioning things, you know, and I'm just like, okay. I have a, like, my intuition is like ridiculous. Like, I'm like a little bruja. Okay.
Right.
And I've always, usually when I feel things and I feel them for a reason, and 9.999999% I'm usually right. But when it comes to myself, I choose to ignore, depending on who it is. In this case, my ex-husband, you know, like, mm-hmm. I chose to ignore a lot of things. And it was because, again, like, it's like, I don't give up on people when I love them. Like, when I love them, I stick with them till, you know, the end. So Andrea and I started talking, and Andrea was like, all right, bro, come on, bro. You know, like, she does not have patience. She's just like, okay, you're done. Like,
we had to have one of those serious talks.
Well, we've had so many of those serious talks, but like, it was getting reoccurring.
Reoccurring.
Yes, it was reoccurring.
Yeah.
Every like 2 seconds, right?
Yeah.
She would hear how I was with like other people. Blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, and she's like, oh, like, how about like, you know, what are you guys doing? And I'm like,
yeah,
it's, did you try to do this? Yeah. What happened? Nothing. So yeah, but I held on. I held on. Thanksgiving came along. Andrea came to visit, and we had a freaking blast. Like,
that was the best
blast.
That was the best Thanksgiving. It was so fun. I mean, we got to take a road trip. We went to Cali.
Okay, if you guys know Andrea, or if you've heard the past podcast, you know that like any sort of motion, she's like,
yeah, I have motion sickness, man. And I discovered that when I was an adult. Man, that's tough.
And for the longest time, she was always like, no, screw road trips. No, I would never go on like.
Yeah, I hate. I would say, no, I don't like them. I don't like them. I don't like them. But the reason I didn't like them is because I had got motion sickness. But good thing we have Dramamine. Insert
Dramamine.
Yeah. Insert commercial. Like,
take one tablet by mouth 30 minutes before your road trip.
It's a lifesaver. Thanks, Dramamine.
this customer is not being paid by the Dramamine company.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
That is really funny. It's not a sponsored thing.
No,
they should sponsor you.
They should. Thanksgiving was great. I mean, it was the first time that we all got to be together. We spent Thanksgiving together. Well, we spent it somewhere new.
All together as in like Leo, Ashley.
Yes.
Me and... Yeah. And then, yeah, because yeah, Andrea and I have been together many Thanksgivings.
Yeah, yeah. But it was the first time we got to go somewhere new
yeah.
and be in Thanksgiving. And that was a lot of fun. But I didn't get to see Callie. I just got to see Leo's house.
Hey, that's
Leo quite, and Ashley's house.
Yeah, it was quite the adventure, though. That was a good house.
No, I mean, it was fun. It was beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful house. But I didn't really. So I was in Cali, in theory.
She went to Cali. It's like, oh, I've been to Cali. Oh,
where's your house? Spot?
No, in Ashley's house.
Yeah. I've been to a house in Cali.
No. Yeah.
But it was no seals. Really, yeah. No, yeah, nothing. Did you see Hollywood? No, no Hollywood.
On TV.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
I saw the backyard.
Yeah. Hades was nice. That's their dog. But yeah, no, but that was really fun. That was honestly hands down best Thanksgiving. So a round of applause to Leo and Ashley. That was great.
That was a great Thanksgiving. I loved it. I mean, honestly, I think we should definitely do that again. We should do a Thanksgiving. Either we could do it at a different state. We could really do anything. But it is fun to go somewhere else for Thanksgiving because I got to feel that anxiety of being like, we're gonna travel for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But it was cool.
Literally, no, it was awesome. It was really nice. And then we thought we were gonna like, we were like a little scared of like the road trip there, but it was good. Yeah. It was literally both my kids, Andrea, me, my ex, and then Raph, all in one car.
It was a lot, yeah.
And my 8-year-old, he's equivalent to like 20 people. So it was a good trip.
He really is, though.
It was a good trip, but
we had a lot of movies. A lot of movies were played during that trip. That's how everything was like calm.
Oh yeah, a lot of Disney music too.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Scream singing Disney songs. Sorry, Raph.
Yeah, it's true. It was a fun trip, though.
No, it was really fun. But yeah, so we did that, and then literally, like, they were here for 4 days. So we literally, basically, they got here day one. They went to sleep. We woke up, went to Cali. Came back, and then the next day, like, literally was like, yeah, it was not even 4 days.
It was Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It was Thanksgiving. Then we celebrated Thanksgiving.
We stayed over, got back to Arizona.
And the next day, I think we left.
And then they left. Yeah. So it was, they went to Arizona to go to Cali. Unconsciously. Yeah.
We really did, though.
Yeah. No, but that was good. That was one for the books for sure. So after that went down, Andrea left, la la la, the holidays came, the holiday blues appeared, the depression kind of appeared a little bit, it kind of snuck in a little bit, and I didn't know.
Depression, everyone's like, who's persona?
Who's depression? What is that? Is that even English? What is it, Spanish? What is it?
Yeah.
Yes, and I didn't notice, I was being oblivious, my friends, of course, pointed it out. But I was being oblivious. And I was like, fine. I was not fine. I was missing everybody. I was feeling everything. And my sticky glueness that I was trying to have was kind of wearing off.
Yeah.
And I was like, just like, whatever. Right? All right, guys. Well, this is the sad part. Well, it's all sad. But this is the sad part for sure. Things went downhill. After then, you know, Happy New Year, woohoo. And then it just started going downhill. Mm-hmm. I don't want to sit here and talk about, you know, exactly what happened. I don't want to
talk about details
or anything, you know, just in terms of respect. And, you know, again, I don't hate the guy. I don't hate him at all. But yeah, we just... how do I say this? I don't know. I feel like
you went your separate ways. Stop touching the mic.
Sorry. We went our separate ways. And I just have to say what I could say, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you have a gut feeling, don't just ignore the gut feeling. If you feel some type of way, it is important to like validate your feelings and like really like bring it out. And if you're trying and you feel like there's like a giant current pulling you the other way, and that no matter what you do to try, it's still pulling you the other way, don't hang on to it. It's probably best you let it go. You know, sometimes even though we love people, it's actually like best to let them go.
Right.
It your friends should not make you feel way better than your own partner does.
Yeah.
Your partner should be your number one fan.
Right.
Your partner should want to do life with you.
Yeah.
And if you have to sit here and question whether you're enough, that's a problem. Ew.
That was so deep.
I'm getting emotional.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, let's start crying. But it's true. Ah, it's true. It's like if you know you're a good person, you know, you're doing what you can and you're, you know, you're seeing it around you. You're seeing, I was seeing myself flourish. Like literally, like I saw the best of myself, but it didn't feel that way where it should have felt that way.
It didn't feel like that at home.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, you know, like I do understand, like it takes work and, you know, like you should, I'm not telling you, oh, give up. Like, that's not what I'm saying, but I'm saying like, you know, push really hard, work on yourself. And if you work on yourself and you are working on yourself and you do feel again, like, you know, like that intuition, and you guys do get help and it doesn't change, like, just don't feel the need to stay just because.
Yeah.
The easier route for me would have been to stay. Yeah. I feel like this is like the harder route, you know, mm-hmm. as some may say. Mm-hmm. 'Cause some people be like, oh no, like, you know, like when people end stuff, they do it because it's like, you know, it's the easy way out. But in reality,
it's really hard.
It's the harder way. Yeah. I feel like, I mean, I have so many, there's so many fears, right? There's so mm-hmm. many fears, who like, and I know they're not true. Like, you know, like the fears that come up in my head, it's like, for example, like who would want someone with two kids already?
Right.
Like I already lived, I was with somebody for 10 years. Like I'm divorced, like, and I have two kids. Like who's going to want somebody that has already went through all that, you know, like, and it's a horrible feeling. But I battle with it. You know, I try to move on. I mean, right now it's not like I'm like, oh my God, like I want like a Prince Charming, you know, I'm not ready for that at all. I was with my ex since I was like 17. So, yeah. I mean, I've been with him basically all my life, you know? Mm-hmm. So I am looking forward to living the life that I always knew that I was meant to live.
Right.
Like I want to travel, you know, spending time with my kids is like my favorite thing, to like show them new experiences, build memories off of stuff like that. You know, like to me, like, yeah, money's important, but money's really not that important. I feel like we bring ourselves our own stress, you know? Like, and having ambition and stuff is important, but like when you take that stuff away, you know, like you could die tomorrow.
Yeah.
Maybe having $1 million and doing nothing with it is not that important, you know? So I do know who I am and I do know where I'm going and I do know that it's going to be good. And I do know that I'm going to have a very good life and my kids are going to be set and everything's going to be fine. But again, this is just like the beginning. And yeah, I don't know. I feel like I could say so much. I could say so much and it doesn't stop. I mean, if we want to fast forward and talk about how I feel right now, it's like I was telling Andrea the other day, it's like I'm not sad anymore, but I'm not like I'm not depressed, right? And I'm not like sad, but I'm not happy.
Right. I'm like, I told her, I think you're content.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
that's a good word because yeah, it's like, I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling her, it's like, you know, I do feel like myself. I still know who I am. I still like, it's not like I'm like, oh my God, like my self-esteem is like, it actually didn't go down. Like it kind of did, but like, it's like, I shook that off. And then like, now it's just more of like a, I don't know. It's like, I feel like I lived life, but I haven't type thing. It's weird. So I just look around and I observe and I cherish everything around me. And I've always have, but now it's like even more. And I just, yeah, I just try to take in every single moment and I try to live day by day and just, you know, honestly giving love, to my family. My friends are, you know, like, well, I mean, my kids always, you know, but like, you know, I'm talking about like in terms of like other like people other than my kids. Really like all of that really helps me, like seeing that my friends and my family are good. That gives me so much joy. Like even staying in touch with like everybody in Arizona, like they give me so much power too. And it's like, I don't know how to explain it. Like I feel them with me in a sense. We don't talk every day. Like, I mean, and if we do, it's like, you know, like it's not the same, but it's like, I still feel everybody with me. And then, so it's just like, it's just nice. I don't know. Right now I'm just kind of sitting back and enjoying the show.
Yeah.
Good way to put it. I think.
I mean, and honestly, like, I think all of us here at Fika Talk, and especially me being your best friend through everything, like,
sister.
My sister, you being my soul sister, it was very hard to watch you go through that. It is hard to watch you go through this, what you're going through. But I just want you to know live on air that we're all very proud of you. No, we're all very proud of you. We're proud of you. You chose your happiness. You're going to be great. You're a great example for your kids. And I feel like at the end of the day, like, you know, it was a very tough decision, but I think you're going to come out on the other side. Like you will, you'll come out on the other side and you have come far. I mean, you've been living here now for like 2 months. You got here July
10th. July 12th.
July 12th.
13th.
Oh,
it's been a month.
Just a month.
That's crazy. And I feel like so much.
And I feel like you've done a lot in the month, but I mean, just to share all of that, it's like I said, like it's very transparent, it's therapeutic. You're going to help so many people by just like sharing your experience.
Yeah. And I want to, I do want to do more of that. Like I do, you know, I am going to continue being transparent. I don't like being serious more than a second, but I will, you know, continue to update you guys and stuff. And, and I do, you know, like if anybody wants to talk, like I'm here, you know, it's definitely not easy, but it isn't like the worst thing in the world, you know, death is worse. So, I'll take this. And honestly, live on air. I do want to thank everybody that like, you know, especially you, my sister, like, you know, like dealing with my, you know, like I know that this stuff affects everybody. Like it's not just myself, you know? Mm-mm. And I know that that's very Alex of me to think about, like think about how everybody's feeling right now too, but it's like, no, I appreciate it because I know that it's a lot, you know, it's like everybody, it was part of everybody's reality too. Like we were very involved. I'm very involved and it's a lot. But I do want to thank everybody that has taken the time to literally try to be there in any way that they can. Like I see you guys, I feel you guys. And honestly, it's great. It's good. I feel good about it. Not like about the situation, but you know what I mean? Like, I feel good about the support. So,
yeah, I mean, but, I think yeah. We're all here to support you as much as we can, whatever we can do. I mean, it's really nice to be able to be with you again, to be able to support you in person. It's hard.
I drive her crazy.
Yeah, you do. But it's hard.
I'm all over the place.
But it's hard to do it from far.
No, it is. It's really hard to do it from far. It's very different to do it from far, for sure.
I'm just so excited that I can just like hug you at any moment.
Oh my God. And I'm excited I get to annoy you. I'm excited I get to annoy you every moment of the day. I drive her nuts. I'm like, best friend. But
yeah.
She knows me. She knows how to handle it. I feel like seeing me, like, she's not used to seeing me low. So right. I feel like I feel bad because it's like I have been very low. Like, mm-hmm. the past, like, years, so much has happened. Yeah. And I feel like she saw all the darknesses, like, just, you know. So thank you.
You're welcome. I love you.
I love you, too. By the way, we're in separate offices again, so it's not like I can give her a hug. But if you were here, bro, I'd give you a hug.
Oh, it's okay. I'll hug you right after this.
I'll hug you soon, best friend. But yeah. So definitely thank you guys for the support. Thank you guys for pushing to know what's going on, right? Push me to talk and share my experience. I honestly, I'm not the type of person that's going to sit here and talk ish. Like, I'm not going to do it. Like, it's not who I am. I won't put anything on blast.
Yeah.
At least you know how I feel.
Yeah.
You got a snippet of what I feel. Yeah. And I'm sure you can put two and two together with everything I said. Let me just highlight real quick. My friends were not the cause of anything. The move was not the cause of anything. I feel like things happen when they have to happen. And I feel like you have to be, it takes a certain level of like emotional awareness and like maturity to realize truly like what you deserve.
Yeah.
And who you are. And I feel like the more that you're in touch with yourself, the more that you can receive the higher things. I feel like if you're just blind by that stuff and you're just like, like you're not going to receive anything because you're just, you know, comfortable. Yeah. So
I think we're all happy that you're back.
Thanks. I hope so.
We are.
Like, oh, man.
We're all happy that you're back. But that was a great part too.
I hope so. I tried, guys. If I could get details, like, y'all would be sipping some tea and it'd be a lot different, but we're not going to do that.
So no, I think that was
a bit of like a
That was good. That was good. And I'm sure our listeners are happy with it. And that was the Arizona special edition.
Yep. Part
two. Part two. So anyway, I think we're going to wrap it up.
Let's change gears real quick. Before we go, we wanted to give some recognition to a couple of men who helped us with this amazing audio that you hear now. We recognized them on live before, but the first time we did it, it was a complete fail because we're dumb sandwiches. So, like, to say the least. I'm trying not to curse.
She's really trying not to curse today, guys.
Yeah, today I've been a good noodle.
We just want to give a shout out to Mike and Dan from the Oh Brother podcast because they are the ones who recommended these mics.
Now
and
that they sound better.
I just want to say, I think we know how to use them now.
Yes.
So, for the record, the audio that you're hearing today in our podcast is because of them.
It's their doing. Yes.
We're just going to give them a little plug. and just throw some love out there for our fellow podcasters, you know. So we want to just give a shout out to the Oh Brother podcast. They review movies and video games or anything that you're looking for. So if you ever have the opportunity, just go give them a listen. And actually, they're having a Halloween fest,
which I'm so excited about.
Yeah, where they're dropping new episodes of scary movies.
That's cool.
Super exciting. Right, Alex?
Oh, yeah. You can find them on like all your like, you know, your podcast listening streams, but they're on YouTube. Like they love like, you know, they, I think that's super cool. They're doing what I want to do.
They and record themselves. Yeah.
We're going to take some pointers from them.
Oh yeah.
We'll talk to you guys about that soon, but for sure. You can also find them on Instagram. They are OB podcast and they release all like their, you know, like their newest stuff on there. And they also have really cool editing and stuff. So yeah, go give them a little looky look and a little listen. And let us know what you think and let them know what you think and just
share. Yeah. Money,
just love guys. Everyone. Just love. Give love to the podcast.
Yeah. Listen, our Fika talkers, we know what kind of people you are. So just go and spread that love. But
yes.
Alex, you know, our listeners, brand new or old new, like old new,
yes,
old new listeners, you know, they can find us at Fika Talk _.
Thank you.
That's Alex's cue.
I'm recovering, guys. This was rough.
It's okay.
At Fika Talk _.
Yes.
And you can listen to
Instagram.
You can listen to us on iHeartRadio.
Yes, we're on iHeartRadio. We're on iHeartRadio. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. And you know, we are always with the Fika Talk merch. We haven't given our merch out in a while.
Do something soon.
I think I want mugs.
Yeah, I want mugs. I'm thinking fun stuff. Well, we'll let you guys know because I have something under my sleeve.
Yeah. Oh, and then also, we're going to be doing, Alex mentioned this to me and I'm so excited, a Fika talent show. Yes.
So we're going to be doing a talent show like live on Instagram. Like we're going to have our karaoke machine on and we're just going to do a live thing where you guys hop on. Maybe you can hop on live with us, sing with us. We can like add you to our live or you guys can like request songs you guys want to hear us like mess around with.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So
chill with us. Chill with us, sing with us, but it's going to be Fika talent. Fika. We don't have a date yet. We're going to post it on our Instagram. So be there or be square.
We'll be square. I wonder why they say that. Like, where does that come from? Who did that? Anyways, yes, we will let you guys know. But thank you guys so much for listening to me cry. And I hope that this satisfied the need of the you know, like what the heck happened? That's what happened. So, and
thank you guys,
I'll do it. So
thank you guys for the support always. You know, we love you. So we're outie.
Outie bowdy. Bye bye.
Bye.